If one lawmaker has his way, soon all teens would learn CPR and CCR in school. New legislation being considered at the state capitol would require schools to offer high school students instruction in performing cardiopulmonary and cardiocerebral resuscitation and the use of an automated external defibrillator.
One thing about the bill, too, is, you know, so students do not have to be certified. You know, we just want them to be aware of, you know, the basics, at least the basics of what to do.
The bill's author, Francis Creek Democrat Ted Zygmunt, says right now not all schools offer such training. His bill would leave it up to each school to determine how much instruction is given and how to go about it.
If you're a small school in a small town, you could have your local fire department or your EMTs come in and do a two-hour class once a year, and that'd be enough.
That life-saving information proved to be very useful Sunday afternoon as a Dane County teen helped to save her younger brother's life after he was nearly electrocuted. McFarland Fire Department Captain Harlan Hetrick says it's a perfect example of the significance of knowing CPR.
We're so glad that the school system down here does this with the kids and connects them up with the EMS service down here so they can learn this skill. Here's a perfect case of why it's so important to know it.
The 14-year-old boy had been using a roof rake, which hit a power line and shocked him. His older sister immediately began CPR, which she had learned at her school. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.